Blog Talk Radio.
We would like to welcome you to Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center. We are located at 5045 Soutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. To God be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. I am Pastor Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, founding overseer, and we want you to invite you to come out and to visit us in this location. Surely you will see that the blessing of the Lord is going on. Come where the power of the Lord is being demonstrated. Come that you can hear the unadulterated, compromising word of God that's able to save your soul. Well, this morning, we're getting ready to preach the word of God. We're getting ready to bring you the word of God from above. Now, listen, why don't you get your Bibles? We're getting ready to come from Genesis, the 22nd chapter. Genesis, the 22nd chapter. And it came to pass, after these things, that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee unto the mount of Moriah, and offer him there for a burning offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burning offering, and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And God, we again praise your name for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. Truly, we thank you, God, that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And God, that word that we hear in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you, God, for the hearers and the doers of your word. And this we will thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, when we began to look at the word of God, and we must take a look at the word of God. So the word of God say, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as we take a look at the word of God tells us that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. Well, that let me know that God and Abraham was able to communicate with one another. God was able to communicate with Abraham. And God, at this point, was telling Abraham and letting us know that God did tempt Abraham. And when God began to speak unto Abraham, see, it's important that we hear God when he speaks. Many times we don't hear God when he speaks. We hear his voice. We hear what he's saying, but we don't hear and obey. If we can hear, but when we don't obey, then we have a problem. So Abraham was identifying, letting him know, God, here I am. And God was about to give him some instruction. He told Abraham to take now thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee unto the mount of Moriah and offer him there for a burning offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. I don't know, have you ever been in a situation where God tested you, where he tests your faith? And I believe that if you're a man or woman of God and you know God, I believe that you know when you are going through a time of testing. So it tells us that God tempted the man of God, which means that he tested him and he told him to take his son Isaac, the only son that he had, that son of promise, and take him and offer him upon a mountain. I don't know about you, but I could imagine Abraham, what he was thinking or what his mindset was because of the fact that Abraham had been through tests in his life. But this was one of the greatest tests that this man could have gone through. Don't you remember in Genesis the 12th chapter when God told Abraham to go and he wanted him to leave his country, go from your kindred, go from your father's house unto a land that I will show you? Don't you know that Abraham loved his family? Don't you know that he loved his kindred? Don't you know that he was going to miss those familiar faces and those people all around about him? But when I look at this, I see that he loved it God more than he loved his family. He loved it God more than he loved the friends that was around about him. God told him to leave, go unto another country. And then don't you remember about when God told him and Sarah that they were going to have a child. And I'm quite sure that they were very happy about the idea that they were going to have a child. But yet it was another testing time in Abraham's life, because when God said that they were going to have one, it did not mean that it was going to be in the next 9 months. It didn't mean that it was going to be in the next year. It didn't mean that it was going to be in the next 2 or 3 years. But it took a long time for Abraham and for Sarah to have this child. This child, which was going to be named Isaac, it took them a very long time. It's sometimes at the testing of our faith. What do you do when you're waiting for God to come forth with the promises that he has said that he was going to do for you in your life? What do you do while you're waiting for God to answer those prayers, while you're waiting for God to come through? Hallelujah. What do you do? And then here God is saying to Abraham that I want you to offer up your son, your only son Isaac, as a sacrifice. What do you do when God has already took a while and waited until Sarah and Abraham was at an old age before they got that child, they received that child of promise? Yes, I remember that he had Ishmael, but Ishmael was not the son of promise, as it was. That's when they had messed up because of the fact that they would not wait on God. Sometimes we got to wait on God, and we got to be of good courage. Sometimes we got to wait and see what the end's going to be. I believe that there's a song say, I'm going to run off, and I'm going to see what the end is going to be. Well, God told him to offer up his son, his only son. This is like God reminding him that you don't have but one son. And here I'm going to ask you to offer up that one son that you wanted so dearly, that you and Sarah wanted so dearly. And I don't want anybody else to offer him up. I'm not going to ask anybody else to take his life, but I'm going to ask you, Abraham, to take the life of your son, to offer him up unto me. And the word of God tells us on that third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off. And the word says, and Abraham said to his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. Abraham took the wood of a burning offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. So he had everything that he needed in order to sacrifice his son. And one of the things I want you to get in your heart and your mind to remember, the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of his servant Abraham. Because we need to be examples of God's men and women who are faithful and who is righteous. I believe that Abraham got up early in the morning. He didn't lay down. He didn't procrastinate. He didn't say, I have a headache. I have a backache. He didn't say, I can't do this today. He said, I can't put it off today. But he decided that I'm going to go and I'm going to offer up my only son unto God Almighty, because God has asked me to do this for him. So therefore, I am going to offer up my son. I can imagine what he must have been feeling on the inside. A son who he loved dearly, a son who he held very precious. But because God asked him to do it, he decided that I'm going to do it. So he got up early and he saddled his ass and he went with the men that he had taken with him. And he got everything that he needed, the wood and the flint. He did everything that he got needed in order to sacrifice his son, Isaac. And then when he got to a certain place, Abraham told the servants that he had taken with him for them to wait there. And when you wait here, me and my son, we're going to return. I believe that's faith. I believe that you're standing on God's word. I believe Abraham was standing on the word of God because he believed that God was going to return his son unto him. Even if God asked him to kill his son, he had to kill him, he knew that everything was going to be all right because he trusted God. He trusted God. So he had the faith to speak that he and Isaac, they were going to return. So when they had gone and when they had took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father, he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burning offering? Where is it, father? Where is the father? Where is the lamb? Where is that ram? Where is that sacrifice that you're going to sacrifice? We have everything that we need, but I don't see the sacrifice. I don't see the lamb that you're going to offer up. And Abraham said, my son, come on, my son, God will provide himself a lamb and a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. He knew what God had already asked him to do. But he's telling his son that God will, come on, God will provide a sacrifice. God will provide a burning offering. And the word says, and they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. I believe that Isaac was wondering what is happening, what is going on, that my dad lost his mind. How my dad brought me up here to take my life. I was wondering all the time where was the sacrifice, where is the burnt offering, what was going to be sacrificed, and here my dad, here my father, the father that I trust, the father that I have confidence in, is making me the burnt offering. He was only obeying God. And Abraham did as God had asked him to do. So they came to the place God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar, as we said before there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of the heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. But now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld my son, thy only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram. And he caught it in the thistle by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up in a burning offering instead of his son. A ram is a male sheep that they offer up, that God had already provided, even as Abraham said it, that God had provided and will provide a offering. And that's what we got to know, ladies and gentlemen, that God will provide, even when we don't see what God has provided for us. We have to believe that he will provide. What has been your greatest test in life? How do you endure the test of life? How do you trust God in time of testing? You have to ask sometimes yourself a question, and sometimes you know the answer even before you ask the question. Abraham could look back, and he can see some of the testing, some of the things that he had gone through, some of the things that God has asked him to do, and he did it because he loved God. We have to ask ourselves, how much do we love God? How much do we trust him? How much am I going to rely on him? How much am I going to be obedient unto him? Is it only for a little while? Is it only when things are easy in my life? I say again, what has been your greatest test in life? Has it been a test of endurance? Has it been a test of faith? Has it been a test of determination? Has it been a test of trusting God? Or has it been a test of believing? We have endured as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We're living in a time and a day that no matter what goes on, and sometimes we don't understand what's going on, but just so God knows what is going on is all what we need. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Abraham was determined to take that son, that only son, and offer him as a sacrifice, as God had instructed him, as God had asked him to do. He trusted God because the word of God says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God wants us to believe him. I've given you five things to think about: endurance, faith, determination, trusting God, believing God. When we go through time of testing, the tester, even in the natural, the tester that are testing you, they're looking at some things that I want to talk about this morning. They are examination, evaluation, observation, trial. They are looking in examination to see how you are articulating. They inspect you. They see whether or not you're going through the process and seeing and considering something carefully with the idea of learning something from you. When they're looking at evaluation, it is that accountability, that effectiveness, and your efficiency. They evaluated. God is evaluating us to see, even as he was doing so to the man of God, even as he was doing so to Abraham. He was examining him. Come on. Come on. In the natural, many people do not like to go through tests in the natural. I don't know about you, but in school, tests was not one of my favorite things in order to take. But I knew that I had to take the test in order to pass the course. So it is in life. We all have tests that we have to take in life. And so the tester, he's looking to examine you. He wants to evaluate you. And it also comes with observation. He's paying attention to see how attentive you are. He's paying attention, and he is watching you like God is paying attention, and he's watching us. And the evaluator is watching you. He's evaluating something as God is evaluating us. Yes, sometimes we go through trials. And the trial is only, it's the act of process of trying to put to the proof. It is a trial to determine and to document. It is to document your capability. It is to see, can you undergo or can you be affected by a given action? Some people fail tests every day. But it's okay if you fail a test, because you have to get up, you learn from that test, and you go back and you take that test again. There are people that are going to college. They have failed tests. They may have gone to school for a registered nurse, a doctor, lawyer, whatever it may have been. They may have failed those tests. But because of their determination, they didn't give up, even if they had to take it four or five times. They were going to do it because of the fact they were persistent and they had determination. They wanted to be effective. And then it takes characteristics. It takes character. It's the quality of a person of faith. Your characteristics, whether or not you're able to follow. They're looking at your characteristics, how you act. from day to day. They're looking at being your effectiveness. How are you? Are you effective in your capabilities of producing a desired result? And then are you looking at reliability? The reliability is to be relied on, and are you able to be depended on? As accuracy, honesty, and also being able to achieve your goals. It is very important for us to be like Abraham. And most is important for us to be like God. Because God knew that he can trust Abraham. He knew that he could count on Abraham to do what he had asked him to do. Yes, I know that it was a hard thing. Somebody say could say it's a cruel thing. But God knew what he was going to do. He knew what was going to be the end result of what he asked Abraham to do. And you know what? God knows the end result as to what he has asked us to do. The Bible says to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will, I say he will, direct our path. Today, we need God to move on our behalf. We need God to lead, God as to direct us. We need God to instruct us each and every day of our life. And Abraham knew that he pleased God. He knew that he was willing to do whatever God had asked him to do. The question is, are we willing to do all that God will have us to do? Are we willing to go the last mile of the way? Are we willing to go through persecution? Are we willing to go through disappointment? Are we willing to go through hurt? Are we willing to go through people talking about you? Are you willing to take the short end of the stick sometimes? We have to be willing. Abraham was willing, and God rewarded the man of God. He provided a ram for that sacrifice instead of Abraham's son Isaac. I pray that God has given you this morning a revelation of his grace, a revelation of his love, a revelation of who he is, a revelation of what he will do, a revelation of what he can do in our life if we can only trust him, if we can only believe him. We need God to make the difference in our life. We need God to stand in our behalf each and every day of our lives. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you, we praise you, and God, we magnify your name, and God, we lift your name up high. And God, we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you, God, for the moon and the stars. We thank you for the firmament, God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for you being Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, God, for you being Jehovah Shalom. Thank you for being the God of peace. Thank you, Father, for one that will open the windows of heaven for us and pour us out blessings, God, that there be not room enough to receive. We thank you today for rebuking the devourer for our sake. Have your way, God, even now. Move in behalf of your people. Those that are sick, we pray healing on their bodies and to their bodies. God, those, God, in the name of Jesus that are mentally heal. We pray healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, do it even now. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank you. We want to invite you to come and visit us at the Word of Faith, Praise, and Worship Center, located at 5045 Suto Drive, here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in, and may you be blessed in your coming out, is our prayer.